On Monday, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence attended a wreath-laying service at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. It was one of several events across America held in honor of the renowned civil rights leader on the day named after him. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a federal holiday that was first observed in 1986. It's held on the third Monday of each January because the date is near his birthday of January 15, 1929. Despite the fact that it's not a workday for federal staff and many other Americans, they're encouraged to make it a day on instead of a day off. The holiday was designated as a National Day of Service in 1994, with volunteering and working on community projects all part of the event. Yesterday, observances took place from Columbia, South Carolina to Memphis, Tennessee, and from San Antonio, Texas to Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his father both served as pastors. For his work in civil rights, the younger Dr. King became Time Magazine's Man of the Year. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom 9 years after he was assassinated in 1968.